This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday upheld controversial Arizona state laws that restrict how ballots can be cast, a decision that could have lasting impact on the voting rights of minorities. The ruling raises questions about the potential success of future challenges against such laws at a time when Republican legislatures in several states are moving to enact restrictions that critics warn are intended to suppress the vote. One law requires citizens who vote on election day to cast ballots in the precinct in which they live, while another makes it a felony for advocates like union representatives to collect and deposit voters' ballots, a process critics call ballot harvesting. A federal appeals court ruled last year the laws would adversely impact African Americans, Hispanics, and Native Americans, who for socioeconomic reasons are less able to travel to polling stations, but the Supreme Court's decision overrides that ruling. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday also ruled in favor of two conservative groups that challenged a California requirement that tax-exempt charities provide the state the identities of their top financial donors in a decision that could trouble some political donor disclosure laws. The justices ruled it violates the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment guarantees of freedom of speech and association. Democratic-governed California, the most populous U.S. state, has said the donor information is required as part of the state attorney general's duty to prevent charitable fraud. But the high court majority says the decade-old law hasn't actually been used in fraud investigation, and there are other ways to legally get needed information. The minority says they're worried about an influx of dark money into campaigns. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has named the members of a new select committee to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol and picked Republican Representative Liz Cheney as a member. The House approved the committee on Wednesday over the objections of Republicans. Cheney is a Wyoming congresswoman who was removed from Republican leadership this year because of her criticism of former President Donald Trump. She's one of only two Republicans who voted for the committee. Pelosi moved to form it after the attack by Trump supporters after Senate Republicans blocked an independent bipartisan probe. Two doses of COVID vaccine appear to provide protection against the rapidly spreading Delta variant, the European Medicines Agency, or EMA, said Thursday. It comes as the World Health Organization warns the Delta coronavirus variant, first spotted in India, could fuel a new wave of cases in Europe. The EMA's head vaccine strategy said, quote, right now it seems that the four vaccines approved in the European Union are protecting against all strains circulating in Europe, including the Delta variant. The four vaccines currently approved for use in the EU are Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson. But while the EU has been stepping up its vaccination program, the WHO warned that cases are on the rise again after 2 months of decline. The organization says the reversal came as the Delta variant is overtaking the original Alpha variant that emerged in Britain very quickly. Health clinics in Moscow will begin offering booster vaccine shots against COVID-19 on Thursday, the city's mayor said, as Russian officials scramble to contain a surge blamed on the Delta variant. The health ministry Wednesday recommended clinics begin administering booster doses to people vaccinated 6 months ago or more, making Russia one of the first countries to begin revaccination. The ministry said it was an emergency measure as cases in Russia are rising sharply and vaccination rates remain low. The health ministry said it would be recommending booster doses for vaccinated people every 6 months until at least 60% of the adult population is vaccinated. And Indonesia will impose emergency coronavirus restrictions this week to battle an alarming surge in infections. The president said Thursday, as the country scrambles to avoid a collapse of its overwhelmed healthcare system. The president says new curbs starting Saturday would last for more than 2 weeks in the capital Jakarta, hard-hit Java, and the holiday island Bali after infections have surged to record levels. Daily cases have almost reached 25,000 on Thursday, a new record for Southeast Asia's worst-hit nation, as authorities warn about the rapid spread of highly infectious variants. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.